Welcome to SwampSwami.com, sports commentary and more. And today we're grappling with another wrestling war. It's been almost 20 years since Vince McMahon's World Wrestling Entertainment, the WWE, ended their longtime wrestling battle back in 2001 after they acquired financially strapped competitor World Championship Wrestling, or WCW. Then a couple of years later, the WWE pulled a final headlock out on another competitor named Extreme Championship Wrestling, or ECW. Vinnie Mac's company was the winner as they purchased the assets of these national competitors who had filed for bankruptcy. In two quick moves, Vince McMahon's longtime wrestling company was able to extinguish his biggest competition.
Excellent.
The WWE brand has remained the proverbial King of the Ring for nearly two decades now, but not so fast. On Wednesday night of this week, TNT televised the first week of wrestling programming from the new All Elite Wrestling, or AEW, for 2 hours. This marks TNT's first wrestling venture since Ted Turner's WCW group bit the dust back in 2001. Familiar announcer names like old JR himself, Jim Ross, a longtime fixture with WWE until he was, quote, retired a few years ago, and former WCW mainstay announcer Tony Schiavone launched the broadcast on Wednesday night, giving television viewers a very comfortable and nostalgic touch. The packed house in Washington, D.C., they look quite entertained as well. Some of the new company's wrestlers look quite familiar, too. Cody Rhodes was one of the founding members of this new group, and he's the son of WWE wrestling legend Dusty Rhodes. Another former WWE champion, Chris Jericho, appeared to be the biggest carryover name as he, at least for now, holds on to the AEW title belt through week one of the new programs.
Woo!
It takes a lot of money to launch something like this. However, the fledgling wrestling organization is controlled by the same billionaire owner of the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars, Shahid Khan. Reports are that Khan is worth $6 billion. That should do for a while. Khan's son, Tony, is also listed as the founder and president of the new wrestling AEW. So what does the WWE chairman, Vince McMahon, think about the new competition? Well, it's hard to tell, but history says that McMahon plays to win at all costs. The World Wrestling Federation, the WWF, was built by his father. In the past 35 years, though, Vince has taken his company, with a new name, into stratospheric financial heights. After taking the company public, though he and his family still control the majority of the public stock. Speaking of WWE stock, the company's publicly traded stock reached a peak of $90 per share earlier this year. But as of this writing in early October, the company's stock had dropped to about $70 per share. According to public sources, Mr. McMahon himself owns about 28 million shares of the company's stock. A decline of $20 a share this year would cost him about $560 million in net worth. Ouch! Compounding the issues for the chairman of WWE is that he has already cashed in nearly $500 million of company stock to fund a startup of the XFL.
Sell.
After a crash and burn for the XFL, the original one, back in 2001, the second coming of the Spring Football League is currently slated to begin in early 2020. And just like before, Vince McMahon is the owner of the XFL. Could the new wrestling competitor AEW's timing be any better than to catch Vince McMahon while he has another eye trained on his startup football venture? Well, don't forget that Vince McMahon is now 74 years of age. Though it appears that the WWE's upper management, which includes McMahon's daughter and her husband, who's better known as the wrestler Triple H, has been well in place for several years to continue the family control of the company, the advent of a well-funded wrestling competitor at this time, who already has their own weekly wrestling television program, is going to pose some new tests for the WWE. However, don't underestimate McMahon. Vince's WWE survived about 10 years of intense business competition from Ted Turner's WCW for national prominence. Those two companies grappled for wrestling talent, for fans, and for national television exposure, too. They even went head-to-head on Monday nights for several years. And ultimately, the WCW eventually tapped out and caved to the WWE's legendary Vinnie Mac. Since then, the WWE has been riding high in the saddle for many years as the last surviving national wrestling company after body slamming its competition back in the early 2000s. But look out, the new AEW is off to a good start in 2019. It's going to be interesting to see if the AEW will be able to wrestle the championship financial belt away from the WWE and the McMahon family in the years to come. If I were the AEW, though, I wouldn't pat myself on the back just yet. Rather, I'd suspect that Vince McMahon and company will be coming after this new threat with the equivalent of a folding chair very soon. Woo! Vinnie Mac won't go down for the count without one heck of a fight. Oh, the humanity of it all. I'm Swamp Swami.